Oh, Hollywood. So much glamour, so much power, so many stars. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new novels that remind us once again that not all that glitters is gold. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Anthony Mara's new novel, Mercury Pictures Presents, features the sparkling language and gasp-worthy plotting we all went crazy for in his previous books, a constellation of vital phenomena and the czar of love and techno. This new one starts off so ebulliently that you'll feel like you're reading a comedy, something along the lines of Gary Steingart, but as in the earlier works, darker themes and tragedy are soon intertwined. The story opens in Hollywood of the 1930s, in the office of Mercury studio head Artie Feldman, a fast-talking power broker with a collection of toupees for every occasion. Working as Artie's assistant is a multi-talented 28-year-old Italian woman named Maria Lagana. Maria has the skills of a general, a diplomat, a hostage negotiator, and a hairdresser, and has a special knack for smuggling subtext past the censors. When Artie tells Maria she can have a producer's credit if she gets their latest film approved, she accepts the challenge. A second plotline takes us back to Marie's childhood in Rome, where we learn that a spiteful act she committed in a moment of anger led to her father's arrest by the fascist government. In the wake of his exile and disappearance, she and her mother emigrated to Los Angeles. But the two of them aren't speaking, and Maria's guilt over the past looms large. She also has a secret lover, a handsome Chinese-American actor named Eddie Liu, who dreams of playing Hamlet but is limited to stereotyped villain roles. And then a stranger comes to town, a stranger who claims to be sent by her father. As big as history, as small as the missing half of a ripped passport photo, even the saddest moments of Mercury Pictures shine with love for the world. World War II Hollywood also makes an appearance in Jonathan Coe's Mr. Wilder and Me. As her own daughters prepare to leave home, Callista Frangopoulou, born in Athens, now living in Britain, thinks of the backpacking trip she took at 21 to the United States. A friend she made on her way west invited her along to a dinner in Hollywood arranged by her father. As it turned out, their companions were Billy Wilder, who owned the restaurant, his wife Audrey, his writing partner Iz Diamond, and Iz's wife. Though the girls were wildly underdressed and totally out of their depth, though the friend absconded halfway through the meal and the Wilders had to have the drunken Callista sleep on their couch, she made such a good impression that she was brought on to be the interpreter when they went to film in Greece the following year, then continued on during shooting in Germany and France. Mr. Wilder and Me is rooted in extensive research about Wilder's life and the making of the movie Fedora, including the recollections of someone who actually lived a version of this experience. And yet, it reads like a magical fairy tale. Callista forms deep relationships with both men and changes from a naive know-nothing to someone with a deep understanding of the impact of World War II on a generation of artists. Beautifully written and full of wisdom, among the many treats in this unusual book are a mini-screenplay done in Wilder's style and an unforgettable scene where Callista and Billy sample Brie de Meaux on a French farm where it is made.
The books are Mercury Pictures Presents by Anthony Mara and Mr. Wilder and Me by Jonathan Coe. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org, on the WIPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.